Excellent. Well, now time once again to go stateside with, and we shall join Bob and Chelsea for this week's Science Update.
This week for the Naked Scientist, we're going to talk about new research on diseases of the brain. I'll report on what scientists are learning about the connection between schizophrenia and depression. But first, Chelsea has this story about a surprising new diagnostic tool.
In the future, neurologists may stockpile canisters of nasty odors like those of pungent cheese, rotten meat, or skunk. They'd be used to screen for degenerative brain diseases like Alzheimer's. University of Cincinnati psychologist Robert Frank says the sense of smell is often a first casualty of these diseases, so he and biologist Robert Jesteland invented a simple sniff test.
And it's all based on the observation that if you're sniffing and you don't encounter a smell, you take bigger sniffs than when you're sniffing and you do encounter a smell.
Their device measures the air pressure created by a sniff and compares how hard a patient sniffs at a strong odor versus an empty canister. They use all kinds of smells, but Frank says unpleasant odors are especially useful.
If you just reflect on your experience in life and imagine yourself testing the milk for whether it's sour or entering into a public restroom that's particularly odoriferous, you can appreciate that those kinds of smells are very effective at suppressing your desire to sniff.
If the patient sniffs just as hard at odors like that as he does at any empty canister, further testing would determine whether it's a result of nasal problems, simple aging, or the start of more serious brain damage.
Thanks, Chelsea. Schizophrenia and mood disorders like depression tend to run in the same families. A recent report in the journal Neuron shows how different kinds of damage to a single gene called DISC1 may lead to one illness or the other. The researchers bred two strains of mice, each with a different type of DISC1 damage. According to medical geneticist David Porteous at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, the two strains developed very different symptoms.
So that we had, on the one hand, mice that were hyperexcitable and unable to mask out auditory stimulation, and on the other hand, we had mice that were behaving as if they had a depressed mood and low sociability.
They then tested the mice on different types of psychiatric drugs.
The ones with the more schizophrenia-like behavior responded positively to the treatment with the antipsychotic, and those with the mood disorder responded to the treatment with an antidepressant.
It's not yet known what causes the damage, when it happens, or how each type of damage leads to such different symptoms, but it's hoped that solving these mysteries will help doctors spot the illnesses earlier and treat them more effectively.
Thanks, Bob. Next time we'll tell you how physicists are combining diamonds and lasers to simulate the insides of giant planets. Until then, I'm Chelsea Wald.
And I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society. Back to you, Naked Scientists.
Thanks, guys. Now, we're always talking about how the Americans love our English accents, but I love the way you said Edinburgh. Well, we say Edinburgh. More from Bob and Chelsea next week, and you can find out more at scienceupdate.com.
So, Naked Scientists with Chris and with Helen. In a second, we're going to be talking with astronomer and space scientist Carolyn Crawford from the University of Cambridge.
Right, and we've got the teaser question as well, so we want your answers to how fast is the Earth travelling around the Sun? We've had some great answers. Keith in Suffolk, bit low, maybe try a little bit higher. Simbar, you are definitely too low. Need to try a bit more. Thank you so much, Liz in Bar Hill, who's haggling over miles per
hour. Just changed
hour.
Her answer by
single
one mile
hour,
an hour.
Which, it is, you know, I'll give you a little hint. It's a lot more than a few miles an hour. But thank you for your answers. Keep them coming in. And we will be announcing the winner later on in the show.
So how fast is the Earth whizzing round the Sun on its orbit in miles per hour? What do you reckon the answer to that is?
Laying the facts bare, ooh, the Naked Scientists.